Okay, welcome back. This is the second hour of Immunize Wisely. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. And I put out the line for callers. And I do have Tom in Utah. Welcome to the show, Tom. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Ingrid. I think this is kind of off topic for what you've been at. But I've been wondering about the Baby Cyrus event up there in Idaho. Have you been aware of that with Hammond?
Yeah, I actually have. So the last, I know that they had so much pressure. America's frontline doctors actually jumped in, and they have attorneys and stuff. So they started asking some really pointed questions legally, you know, and they realized they were in trouble, so they returned the baby to the parents, but it's intensely supervised by the state. So I think people don't realize how politically charged the whole thing is. The grandfather, okay, this is the, you know, the mother's father.
Right.
It's been very politically active. Are you aware of that, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he has a website. He has a website. Brad Little is a disgrace. That's our governor. And he has been harping on the governor for a long time over the illegal lockdown and the vaccine, you know, all of it. And just, I mean, he actually cites all the laws he's been breaking. And anyway, this seems to be a vendetta against him because he ran against Fred Martin, and Fred Martin is a senator in his area, and he's involved in the Mormon Church, and he's also a peeping Tom pedophile type. You know, I mean, he's been caught. He's actually been caught, and he has, you know, he tries to suppress that he has a record with the police. Okay. And he's still a sitting senator. So he's run against him. And of course, there's so much voter fraud everywhere. He lost, and Fred Martin can't keep up with his lies. You know, it was one time that he lost, and it was like likely due to voter fraud. Because nobody in their right mind would want Fred Martin unless everyone in the Mormon Church was are the only people voting, right? So, anyway, yeah, this was clearly in retaliation. I mean, missing a doctor's appointment, and why didn't they call her? This is a functional medicine, by the way. Functional medicine is supposed to be, you know, like the naturopaths of medical doctors, right? So she has, and there was really no reason for her to have an appointment. He seemed to be doing well, except they had found out that he's young. You know, he's only on breast milk. That's the only thing he can digest. And he's not much older than 6 months. So there's some issues with a baby that probably could be fixed with urine therapy and some clay.
Well,
but anyway.
I've been trying to get through to him. You know, when I did battle for the $34 million and exposed the poisoning and manufactured housing,
right?
Took that issue to D.C. I was assaulted and blinded, so I don't have internet. I don't have any real convenient way to get in contact. I tried to call tried to call Shauna Cox, who's connected. I tried to get contact with him because as I heard the story, it sounded so much like similar cases where, you know, I've turned over a half a dozen cases since the turn of the century, and dealing always with CPS. And anyway, when I heard the symptoms of the baby, I said, well, maybe they need to check the data that I have on gassingamerica.com, make sure that they're not experiencing the same thing that these families that were, you know, brought me into their cases, and I turned those over.
Right, I believe they're in a regular house, but they could have toxic carpet or anything like that. You don't know.
Well, the first case that I got with the, believe it or not, the Mormon Tabernacle Organs family, they had his daughter had a baby that died, and then another baby born a year later nearly died, they came to me, and when I got involved, I worked in pediatric pathology in my history. When
right.
I saw the symptoms, I said, this sounds like environmental toxin, primarily carbon monoxide or formaldehyde. When I examined their house, I found it was lethal. And I'm not talking about a trailer. I'm talking about a regular home. Simply installed, improperly. The city had passed it. The county had passed it. Utility supplier had passed this furnace installation. Yet it was in total violation, and the fumes of the furnace were being drafted back in. And, of course, the toddler and infant, which you keep inside 24/7 through the winter, is the primary victim. The family had also been sick a little bit, but they get to go out and refresh. So when I heard the, the symptomology of the baby Cyrus and the parents, it sounded really curiously similar. So I've been trying to get a hold of the grandfather. I know he's running a web page on him. I've tried to get hold of Ammond. I've tried to get Shauna Cox to get through.
Let me call you with another number, okay? Because I'm friends with Lori. She changed her last name. It used to be Shoemaker, and now she's a right-hand person to Ammond. I keep forgetting her new last name.
She's
sorry.
A Shoemaker?
She was Shoemaker, but she... Anyhow, she was single for a while. She ran for office down there, and she remarried her a high school sweetheart. They get along really well. So there you go. And Lori Marr. Lori Marr. Yeah, it was Lori Shoemaker.
She may be a cousin of mine.
Okay, well, that was her married name. Now her married name is Marr.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So... it says, they have Cyrus, but the fight is not over. Levi and Marissa only have Cyrus with them because they agreed to a measure of state oversight and intrusion, meaning CPS has to go with them to all appointments and have unlimited access to pop in on Levi and Marissa unannounced and all that. If they decide they don't like any little thing, they can kidnap him again. But the most important is that Cyrus is with Marissa and Levi now. His health and well-being depend on it. The nurses all said he needs his mom. It's bad. I mean, this is, you're not supposed to have anything but breast milk for the first 6 months anyway, and they try to push that, and it's totally unnecessary. So Diego Rodriguez is the grandpa, and he has Freedom Man Press. So today they had a huge rally. It was at noon Mountain Time. And he calls it Let's Make a Pact Rally, PACT, and PACT stands for People Against Child Trafficking. So not that they were going to traffic Cyrus, but they do traffic children in every state. So,
By the way, when I was in D.C., Orrin Hatch introduced me to Carol Keaton Strayhorn and also Nancy Schaefer. You remember Nancy Schaefer? She's the legislator
she was killed or double suicide.
She committed quote suicide, right?
She was killed when she was exposing.
Yeah, she was killed.
Yeah,
when she started to expose the trafficking of these babies or these children. Same thing with Carol Keaton Strayhorn. She didn't get killed, but she was denied any further political, opportunities. She was going to run for governor based upon the discovery of the trafficking in Texas. But anyway, I've been desperately trying to get word to the family to make sure somebody does a very thorough examination of that house, their living environment, to make sure it's not something that I exposed in the Gassing America webpage.
Right.
familyversusstate.org, licensetokill.us. These are several cases. I've had at least a half a dozen cases where I've turned them over in court with my findings and made the people free of the CPS crap. When the court had to accept the literal findings of toxins in the living environment and with the remedy of that problem. See, they like to blame the family for the problem so they can take that child, and if they have any other children, traffic them too.
Yeah.
By the way, the National Child Welfare Act was authored in 1993 by Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
That provides the perverse incentive for this whole evil activity. And then that was modified or amended with what's called the Adoption and Safe Families Act, which allowed children to be put into transgender families.
Right.
Hillary Clinton again.
Yeah, I think she was around when they did CAPTA, Child Abuse Prevention and Treatment Act, and that's what they always cite, because that's where all the money comes from the CAPTA. So, yeah. And that they will get up to, and this was we're talking like close to 20 years ago, they get up to, you know, $100,000 per child, but it can be more now.
Yes.
Depends on the
half
state.
Half a million.
Yeah.
In Utah, we're pushing half a million if they can make sure that child needs special medical attention. The medical people, that's a windfall. That's the goose that dropped the golden egg. And my fellows were upset with me turning on them and exposing their racketeering with children.
Wow.
Anyway, if you have a way, since I don't have internet, I'm blind.
I know. What I'll do is I'm going to I'll probably call you and ask Lori first if I can give you her phone number. Does that work?
Or have her call me. My phone number is on the webpage.
Okay,
They ought to make sure they look at the symptoms I described very thoroughly on Gassing America. And, of course, you can link over. There's a tab bar in the top. You can go to some of the other cases I've been involved with. And in every case, the family got their baby back, and they got free of CPS.
Wow.
Just with the physical data. And anybody that is skilled in environmental investigation, they can prove that the family was not harming their children, but the house or the medical people were.
Right.
It's really a heartbreaker when you see these cases.
Well, yeah, you have to do some serious sleuthing, and you don't want to necessarily get an attorney. I mean, I tell people, they should do the how to win in court, and actually take that course if they ever find themselves in that situation. I mean, I think actually everyone should probably take it, because you never know when you're in that situation. I mean, you can correct your status, but once you're in their clutches, I mean, our state is – a lot of people think Idaho is wonderful. Well, believe me, our corruption is pretty darn bad, and I know plenty.
That's why they're trying to take out Hammond.
Right. Yeah. But even up
here – by the way, I was friends with Clive and Bundy in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
I used to stop at his ranch and pick up the best melons and cantaloupe and honeydews, cassabas you could ever figure.
Wow.
On my way down to teach the film people, I would stop at Ammon's dad's place and pick up watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't make it to California.
I guess not. I mean, if they know how to really grow good melons, that's a huge asset. I love good, homegrown melons. And
well, he had plenty of good
quantities.
Manure.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of good fertilizer.
Right. Well, I was going to actually morph the conversation. You can stay on if you want to. I was going to morph the conversation into some spiritual truths that I think are pretty important.
We ought to just follow the original plan.
We're talking about application, so I'm just going to put out there because... Tom, we can read and read and read, but it's the application in our daily life. So this is
one thing
I've learned recently. So people are constantly, literally creating through their thoughts and words some really miserable situation for themselves. The more you focus on what you don't want, the more you're going to get what you don't want. So... I think you know, when you, I'm just remembering, this is early on when we had the Ida Observer. This is just an example. You know, especially when you're dealing with a contentious divorce and the husband wants to use the children as a weapon and
right.
get back at you and everything. So she, you know, I mean, she's in the middle of this stuff and she's, you know, this guy she thinks is just totally crazy. Of course, he's from the other tribe or whatever. But, you know, it's, I mean, he wants to vaccinate all the children just to, you know, punish her, even though he was the one that didn't want the children vaccinated. So it kind of goes on like that, where she was actually, through her thoughts and feelings, was accentuating his craziness, because that's what she was seeing all the time and talking about, was craziness, crazy behavior. So that's what she got, right? So later on, I think a few years down the road, she emailed or talked to me. She goes, if I knew what I know now, we could have had a different outcome. And I knew exactly what she meant, because she started understanding the power of her mind and creating what you want and seeing the person the way God sees them. And you need to, I mean, even as difficult as it is when someone's acting like that, you can't, when you're not with them, you can't be like, oh, I'm going to practice all this. And then as soon as they're gone, you know, you're a whore and you're telling all your friends and you're going on and on. You know, our thoughts are actually connected. So my friend Etta West with Vaccine Choice Canada put this really incredible 6-minute video of this guy. It's Max something, but he shows, you know, our minds, you know, just subliminal programming, TV, all that stuff. It all ties in. So he's going to go on America's Got Talent, and he's going to show them that he actually programmed them subliminally on a level. And it's actually worth watching. Because when you are thinking something really strong and you're showing, so it's a visual, he had a visual, subliminal messages, and then him thinking thoughts. And one of the judges drew this picture, and everyone in the audience drew the same picture. It was basically a son with a smiley face. And it's pretty incredible. So it goes to show that we have a lot of, creation potential. You know, we are co-creators in a way of our world. And so, you know, there's a book that was given to my mother by the authors, Before You Think Another Thought. And we thought, well, that would have probably, you know, saved my mom in a way, because she, you know, we keep saying, my sister and I, a disciplined mind is probably our most important asset, especially as we get older, you know, to discipline our mind. So, and I have a few, you know, stories myself of, you know, just realizing the importance of that, you know, and what comes out of your mouth. So although the four agreements aren't in the Bible, I'm going to talk a little bit about the four agreements. Do you know about the four agreements, Tom?
No, but I'm open.
Yeah, it's basically, you could say it's the base, but it cements it. Okay, stay tuned.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Immunize Wisely. Are you still there, Tom?
Yeah, I have to ask you a question before I lose you.
Sure.
What year did you go to John Christopher's herbal classes? His scribe, Kathy Gileadi, and I were good friends, along with David, his son.
Right. No, this was, I didn't go there physically. I did the correspondence course, and it was in it was early 80s.
Oh, okay. I wasn't on board until 91 when I had my cancer crisis and decided to finally respect my pathology. You know, what's really embarrassing is I knew that we were on the wrong path 20 years prior, 30 years prior. Mm-hmm. But I had to finally come to reckon with my science along with the scriptures, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
30 years after I'd actually known. By the way, my first responsibility was working for the Department of Agriculture. We were ferreting out the animals that showed high levels of the pathogen which created polio. That was all under Secretary of Agriculture Ezra Taft Benson. So at the time, Salk and Sabin got the credit. The real man that should have received the credit for reducing polio would be the Secretary of Agriculture, Ezra Taft Benson. He ordered culling.
The culling of all kinds of animals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. But that was never published. Then nobody knows about that. But that was the real reduction of polio in the population.
Well,
along with the other factors.
Yeah. There's a lot of other factors. I mean, polio was a big deal. I mean, they say the first case of polio was when they started taking all the vitamin B out of, you know, sugar and flour. You know, making white flour sugar, and people porked out on the first case was actually documented in Italy. So, you know, there's multiple, you know, connections there. You know, just you have to have a nutrient deficient body to get sick in the first place.
That's right. So everything's a comorbidity. Everything is a comorbidity.
It is. And your thoughts. I really want people to get clear on where their thoughts go. We have a saying, why worry when you can pray? And
I worked for a while in neurological chemistry, and when you think bad thoughts, you produce the wrong endorphin package.
Exactly. So we are all connected. So I posted, it's Max Major, that's his stage name, and he just demonstrates how easily manipulated we are. But we also, it shows that we're literally all connected. We can actually, I've seen someone do this with muscle testing. They can have someone's arm up, you know, to resist them pushing it down, and they can start thinking, like, really negatively about them, and they'll get weak. And then send them loving thoughts, and not change their facial expression, send them loving, and they'll be strong. So just your thoughts, communicating those thoughts, we're not at the telepathy stage yet, as other, beings that are foreign to our planet are, but I'm confident at some point we'll progress and we'll get into where we don't have to use all these languages that we can telepath. This is a while back when Don Miguel Ruiz put out the Four Agreements. It's a Toltec wisdom book. So these are an Indian tribe that was he made it like they all say stuff like a secret. This should not be secret. This should be foundational in getting along in the world. And the first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. Now, that could be
integrity.
He goes into a lot of detail. So what it really means to be impeccable with your word is, what's coming out of your mouth? Is it lizards or snakes? Or is it like diamonds and pearls? You know, I mean, is what you're speaking not only the truth, but is it uplifting? Like, you know, Tom, I might meet you for the first time and say, do you know, those pants are really baggy on you. You want me to go and help you get another pair? Is that helpful?
Oh, so you've seen my pants, have you?
No. But, you know, or something, or you see someone that is wearing an ugly dress, you know, is that helpful? I mean, you know, I even did that the other day.
I've never been accused of wearing an ugly dress, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? You know, I'm just saying, you know, is it helpful? I mean, if you can't, you know, especially if you're in public with other people, but, you know, if you can't, you know, say something that's uplifting, kind, loving, you know, and focus on the good. I had an aunt, she was, we'll continue after the break. Anyhow, yeah, hey, hang out with me, you'll like it. Oh.
So. Yeah, I want to get the other three.
Oh, yeah, they're all really good, but I want to explain how they're all important and they all work together.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to Immunize Wisely with my now guest called Tom in Utah. Brilliant Tom, always has a lot to share. We're going to go into the four agreements. Don Miguel was, whenever I see these secondhand, they often pop up at library book sales and stuff, and I pick one up, and I've told people that I would never hire someone unless they're familiar with them. Serious. I'm, you know, because I know all kinds of Christians that aren't familiar with them, and they don't practice them, and they're real foundational. So, you know, this is like, you know, an example of like be impeccable with your word. So if someone asked you, does this look good on me? They're asking, well, you look better in this. This looks really good on you. This looks not as good on you as this, or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, they're asking for some objective advice, and you can look at them with something that really matches their aura and, you know, makes them stand out. But, you know, that's different than, you know, making some cutting remarks. You know, you talk too much or whatever. You know, it's just a whole it's a whole other thing. So the second one is don't take anything personally. Okay, this is an example of that. When I was dealing with my dad when he was older and he was starting to really lose it because he went off his program and stopped drinking water, and he would do really stupid things. And I found myself really mad at him one morning because he did some really stupid stuff, made a mess, and I hate cleaning up messes. And anyway, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was stupid. And so I called him out on it, and he did not react. And that's another thing in A Course in Miracles. A teacher of God needs no defense. So he didn't react in a defensive way. Instead, he just got really quiet and asked for God to give him something to change the channel. And he lovingly turned to me and shared from his heart how much he appreciates the food I make and how you know, and living here, and you know, or something. But it was sincere. It wasn't like... And so then my diatribe of being angry literally had no place to go but me.
Exactly. And, he disarmed you.
He disarmed me and totally came back to me. And then I felt really bad, you know, of course. So after he passed, I mean, he taught me a lot of things. But I had two people in my life that were taking their frustrations of their own stuff out on me. And they were, I mean, it was bad, you know. But, you know, one of them, I was working for him, and he's a friend. And so since it wasn't like my forte to be, you know, an office manager or whatever, you know, I was just trying to help out because he was always hiring the wrong kind of people. And so anyway, I was going in a couple days a week, and you know, he was in the process of losing everything he had worked for all his life to the IRS. So another story. I should probably have him on, but he was kind of taking it out on me for sure. And I had to, like, sit, you know, just be reflective. I didn't ever, you know, get defensive. I just said, you know, how much of this is true and how much is not? So what was true, I worked on correcting, and I would say, yeah, you're right about that. But if it wasn't, you know, yeah, I'll work on that. Yeah, I did make that mistake, or I'd own up to it. But if it wasn't really true, I'd just be quiet. You know, I just wouldn't react at all. And then, you know, the same thing was happening with another man I was working with, where I kind of morphed into the other job, same thing. And he was very frustrated with things, and he was treating me horribly with a lot of distrust, you know, just like all women, you can't trust women, you know, kind of thing. And I'd only been good to him. So I just kind of let that, you know, not take it personally, just move forward, do the best you can. That is, the fourth agreement is always do your best. So I always do my best with what I'm able to. And then, anyhow, it was exactly a year later, even in the same month, these two gentlemen both apologized to me because they realized that they had treated me poorly, and they both apologized profusely to me. And I was surprised because they're not, both of them aren't the type to necessarily admit that they make mistakes, you know? So, I mean, that was kind of like, wow. Okay, so the third agreement, which is probably one of the hardest ones, is don't make assumptions. And this is where judgments come along. We make assumptions all the time. We assume that, you know, people that are wealthy have it made or whatever. We make all kinds of assumptions regularly. And my dad said that was the hardest for him. He, you know, I kind of called him the welfare elitist. That was my assumption of him because he, you know, he, I don't know, never really got a grasp of handling money in this world, but always wanted to act like he had plenty. And there's lots of stories about that. But anyway, when Harold, our friend that we did the 9/11 Truth Movement with, he closed out his shop, and he had like a 5,000 square foot shop, and he just had to like get rid of everything, and he was storing stuff ahead of getting rid of it or trying to sell it. It was just a crazy time. Well, we had a barn garage, and it wasn't totally packed. Well, it started becoming packed with all his stuff. And my dad immediately made the assumption that he was very materialistic. And I had to say, are you kidding? This is how he makes an honest living, Dad. You know, all this equipment he needs to keep his son employed, you know, doing the glass and door business. And a lot of it's, you know, necessary that he has a certain amount of inventory, and some of the inventory he doesn't need anymore and it's outdated and he needs to get rid of it, but he needed it just to put it somewhere until he could figure out unloading it. So, but, you know, my dad had to realize that he was making these assumptions without really knowing the truth about everything, and that we do it all the time. We're constantly making assumptions or judgments about other people without really knowing everything. And, you know, this is, you know, where the, you know, in Buddhism, they have the illustration of the blind men, you know, describing what an elephant is. They've never seen an elephant. And so they all are brought in to tactilely feel an elephant. And they all have a different impression of what an elephant is, because one's feeling the trunk, one's feeling the ear, one's feeling the tail. You know, they're not able to feel the whole body, and so they don't see the whole picture, and that's the whole illustration. We don't see everything that God sees about any given situation. So we need to let go of assumptions.
I like that statement. You know, if you assume something, mm-hmm. makes a big A out of you and me.
That's right. Yep, you're an ass. Ask out of you and me, because we really don't know. It's better to ask questions. Okay. So the fourth agreement is always do your best. And, you know, I would I tend to be real detailed oriented. So my, you know, it's just one of those things I tend to do is I'm doing a cleaning job. And I'm going way beyond the call of duty, you know. And my sister, you know, gets irritated with me. You know, we're working together. She goes, we just need to get it done. And I said, well, look, there's all this dirt that you left behind or whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, I tend to be a little hyper fanatical, you know. You know, we're in her garden today. And I'm, you know, getting out every little piece of weed root, you know. And I said, well, you dig down and, you know, so want to turn it all over. I mean, she needed to just start over because she was never really tilling it all up and then, you know, holding on to stuff that she needed to have a fresh start in her greenhouse. So we're trying to get that done. But, you know, we've accepted each other's differences. And, you know, I just tend to go behind her and do a little more detailed job. It's not that she's not doing her best, because she always does her best. She does try. But she does her best, you know, in things that she's more talented with. And I just tend to be, you know, more anal detailed. And it's just the way it is. It's just our different personalities, you know. But so those are real foundational. Then he came out with a fifth agreement book. And that has to do more with discernment and actually asking. You know, you need to ask the Holy Spirit. You know, if you have any question at all, ask the Holy Spirit. You know, you'll find the truth of situations. I have plenty of stories myself, you know, where, you know, I've had, you know, an ailment or something that cropped up. And one of the things, if I had this thing twice in a row. I had a boil on my back. A boil is repressed anger. Just so you know, there's absolutely spiritual and emotional components to many physical illnesses. And I found myself mad when Harold would not pay attention to me and take care of his health, and he died on me. So I was, you know, just mad. I called it my Harold boil, and he knew it. I had to make peace with him. Yeah. When I made peace with the whole situation and did, you know, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I just kept, you know, repeating that and sending him love. Yeah, all of that changed, and the boil disappeared. But then it cropped up again when a friend was needing to move real quick, and I was too busy dealing with my own stuff, but I had bought all these totes. You know, now you can see them at the secondhand stores everywhere. There's tons of them, but I actually had my sister buy me some brand new ones at $10 each. They were brand new, and, you know, anticipating me moving, and I needed to start packing. And I had Jeff from Idaho staying with me, and they all of a sudden disappeared out of my garage to help her move. And he never asked me or anything.
Is Jeff doing okay? I haven't heard from him for a long time.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Okay.
He is. He always.
Sorry about that side note.
No, he is. He's doing okay. He's an amazing, happy-go-lucky fellow, but and always helpful. He definitely has the four agreements down for sure. He's one of those kind of people.
And he's the one that turned me on to RBN.
Oh, is it? Is it him? Yeah. Uh-huh. He's a sweetheart. So he helped me a lot, but I found myself mad at him because he didn't ask. And so I finally, you know, just got really deep in prayer. Here's this boil's coming up, and you know what Holy Spirit told me, Tom? He says, you're not mad at him, you're mad at yourself, because you should have offered. I should have offered them to this gal who needed them, right? So there you go. As soon as I had that realization from Spirit, the boil literally disappeared overnight. So, you know, we need to look at, you know, our bodies often are messengers for us. And I need to find that website again. You can find, you know, a spiritual or emotional significance of physical ailments. And I would encourage anyone that has a physical ailment to actually, you know, try to find the root cause. And they have that on websites. You can find it. So, and I found that every time I've looked up something, there's definitely truth in there, you know, that it's not just some, you know, random thing that, and many other people will write in and corroborate that, and they'll tell their story of that particular ailment being connected to what she says it is. You know, just like hemorrhoids. I mean, I know people that have had hemorrhoids, and every single person that has hemorrhoids has issues with time. There's never enough hours in the day. They always feel like they, you know, there are, you know, there's like tons of stuff to do, and I don't have enough time. And it's just like they're just not able to manage time and have way too much on their plate or something. And that's just very common with hemorrhoids. I just haven't seen it any other way, you know, because everyone that I've ever known that's had them, that becomes an issue. And they have to get at peace with that, you know, you either take on less, or you just are happy with what you do get done, and there's always tomorrow, and you just are happy with the time that you have. You know, none of this is really, you know, imperative, all the stuff that we feel that we have to get done. You know, the whole construct here, what Don told me from the other side, it's all spiritual, Ingrid. It's all spiritual. He says, just focus on that. And he told me that many times. Just that's the most important thing we can do is grow spiritually. And the biggest test for us in growth is the people around us. You know, we have our family members for a reason, you know. We don't need to change their mind at all. It's okay.
The best way to change a mind is through our example.
Right. Yeah, you don't try to change.
They see it, if they see success in your choices, they're more inclined to believe that as a choice for them too.
Right.
You know, we tend to want to lecture people, but in fact, the best lecture of all is your own experience. I tell people, don't tell me what you think you know. Show me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
By the way, go through the four again.
Okay, the first one is be impeccable with your word.
Good.
Second is don't take anything personally.
Got it.
Third, don't make assumptions. That's where our judgments come in. And the fourth is always do your best. Whatever the task is, do the best of your ability. And that, you know, these are values that our young people, you know, to me, it should be instilled in them, because I see, you know, really sloppy work done. You know, they just want a paycheck. No, we always do our best. You're not going to get more quality work unless you do your best, period. You know,
and that's your best advertisement, too, if you do quality work.
That's right. Okay, we have a commercial break. Please stay tuned. Listening to the final segment of Immunize Wisely.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back. We only have a few more minutes. Wow, Mer Bailey, she's pretty incredible. She found a card that you can print out. It's in the chat room. It's the Four Agreements. It's something you can, you know, frame and put on your wall. And it explains each one a little bit more. So I'm just going to read that real quick. and I'll have to send it to Tom. I'll have to get your address and send it in the mail. One, be impeccable with your words. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Two, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Three, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. Four, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So there you have it. That's it in a nutshell. And there's a whole book on it, you know, but I'm just saying, I think it's just really foundational. And I hope people enjoy that because, I mean, believe me, it's important to just apply that in your life and be really careful about your thoughts. You know, our thoughts are actually creating reality in the moment. And we're constantly projecting our thoughts out there, and it affects the cosmos at large. It affects other people. So I did drop the Max Major, 6-minute video that's really illustrative of that. And it's, how we are totally influenced, you know, for the good or the bad by what's around us and what we expose our minds to. So it's another reason to, you know, turn off your television for sure, if you even had one. I don't know. I don't have one. But there you go. It's important to be guarded with what we are constantly exposing our minds to. And to, you know, take things into prayer. You know, it's really important. You know, you don't pray for Mercedes-Benz or anything. Pray for what you need, what answers you need, you know, something real in your life. So anyway, that's from Lark's Link. Wow. Okay. Oh, thank you, Tom. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to go ahead and contact Lori Marr and put you in touch with her because she has contact with the family. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Pop.